So if we do this every week, we try to figure out what's the best thing to start this podcast with. What's the conversation?
Yeah. What are some of the things we've done? We've talked about like someone hit something in their car, and
today was like this idea about, like, fortune cookies, birth.
Yeah, and then we started thinking about, like, let's talk about my wife's baby being due this month.
Yeah, I was going to say the fact that you're pregnant, but you're not pregnant. You're not. I mean, you're not. I mean, quote, unquote, we are pregnant. Like, not we. Not you and
we're
me.
Pregnant. We're pregnant.
No, we're not pregnant. Nope. No.
I want to see the test.
No. No, and Lindy, are pregnant.
Yeah, my wife, Lindy. Yeah, she's
And you're going to be a dad.
Yeah. Yep.
It, whether you like it or not.
It's coming in hot.
So just to clarify, friends, we.
please clarify this.
Me and Vinny are not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Yeah. That would be a miracle, though.
That would be a messed up one, too.
Hey, welcome to the Nine Fossil Podcast. we are not pregnant.
Yes. We're thinking of adopting. All right, let's get into it. Fatherhood. Let's talk about fatherhood, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so I got to celebrate Father's Day somewhat this year.
Yes.
You know, I had baby on the way. We had our baby shower on Father's Day, so that was kind of
nice.
Cool. Got all kinds of people. It was kind of weird waking up and people are like, "Hey, happy Father's Day." And I'm like, "You mean my cat?" Or
that's another podcast about the cats and dogs being like sons and daughters. That's just that. I don't even forget. Let's just talk about that some other time, but I just don't even know about that.
But yeah, man, so I'm going to be a dad.
All right. Awesome.
You have a little bit of experience.
Got a little bit of experience. Yeah. I've got a 13-year-old and now 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. He's driving.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
He's driving. He's got his permit, and he's gonna start driving full time.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna be Uber anymore. He started shaving. I think last year.
His face
or more.
Like, he's getting a beard.
Well, he shaves his legs, but that's a different.
That's what I was asking.
He does not shave his legs.
Okay.
I'm joking about that. Asher is gonna.
I shaved my legs before. So that's why I asked.
That's another podcast. That's another podcast. Let's. But yeah, he shaves his face, man. He's Middle Eastern, bro.
Oh, that's true.
He'd be Pakistani, yo.
That's how you do it, yo.
Yeah, and so I mean, he's gonna have quite the beard.
Yeah,
quite the mustache. He's already got that going on.
Yeah,
he's got eyebrows.
Eyebrows for days.
For days, and he's
a good looking kid, though.
He is. He's a little too good looking. A little too good looking. So is So it's Nura, my daughter.
Little sweetheart. I always I love watching your like daddy daughter dates on Instagram. So you said, I think recently you're like, "Yeah, we're gonna go get our nails done next."
Oh yeah. Well, what did happen was I got eyeliner put on me. Yes, I did.
How did that go?
That I looked a little bit like Johnny Depp.
Is that why you were wearing sunglasses in the last episode?
Yes. Because apparently you can't take that off.
No.
It doesn't come off that easy.
Really?
And I was like, no, this is not coming off. She's like, oh, black eyeliner takes a couple of days. I'm like, what? Seriously, I gotta go out with? I gotta go out in public with this?
Yeah, I think you should preach next Sunday.
I should. I'll tell you what, though. Pretty eyes.
You look it?
Okay. Well, you gotta get to the content. Okay, so let's
this
talk.
This is great content.
Yeah, this is great content. Yeah. Fatherhood. So. Yeah. I know you had some questions about it, obviously. And I've always wondered, you know, what would I say to guys out there that, you know, about fatherhood? And I've never been this guy who really felt like I needed to create content about fatherhood or talk about parenting by any stretch of the imagination, just because there are people who do such a great job. And the books that I've wanted to read, I'm not going to say I've ever actually read any books about parenting. The only book I did read, though, about parenting, and I don't know if it's it's a series of lectures by Brené Brown. Mm. It's called The Gift of Imperfection. Mm. Or no, I'm sorry. It's The Gift of Imperfect? Is it imperfect?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Imperfect, that's not unperfect.
Imperfect.
It's imperfect, yes. Yeah. Like this podcast. Imperfect Parenting, The Gift of Imperfect Parenting. Man, it was one of the, it was very inspiring to me, encouraging, because a lot of the content, it was things that I either felt that I did do or felt like I should do or was doing. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend it. So one of the big things, I think I a couple of takeaways is that I think there's so many stories in the scriptures about poor relationships between fathers,
yeah,
and their daughters and sons. I mean, when you look at all the people that sometimes we use to illustrate great leadership or mm-hmm. people obeying God or desiring after God, these guys had terrible relationships mm-hmm. With their siblings. I mean, they're the worst.
Yeah,
and there's no denying it. You know, you can, and I think it's humorous to read commentaries about guys like Abraham,
like Jacob,
yeah,
Isaac, Esau.
All of these guys, yeah. Man. Yeah, all these guys. I mean, David is a big one, mm-hmm. you know, that people use a whole lot. I mean, and to just realize that all their relationships were just messed up.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to try to sugarcoat it, but it's really not mm-hmm. it's not true. And I think the great thing about the scriptures is to remember is that the things in scripture are put there to not just show us, hey, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard that? I guess it's they've broken down Bible. It's called.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's like basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Nice.
I know. If there's a song about that, I think really? I'm pretty sure there's a song. Basics instructions before leaving Earth. It is so incorrect and so misleading. Number one, it's not supposed to get you ready to go leave. Like, this is it. Like, right here. This is it. I mean, yes, we'll go somewhere else and heaven is that real and all that. You know, that's a movie too. But and it's a song.
Dogs go to heaven is
real. No, that's not. Dogs do not. Well, they might. The scriptures are also there here for us to tell us, hey, they did this, don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. David did this, don't do this. Mm-hmm. Or David did this and look at his life. And so I think understanding stories of people. And so going back to our topic today about relationships with being a good dad, for example, mm-hmm. or being a good parent, I think the idea of understanding that you're not perfect mm-hmm. is huge. And, you know, we want to raise our kids in such a way that we want them to be, you know, good kids, right? Mm-hmm. Raising good kids. But I've learned over the years, number one, I'm going to know my kids more as adults than kids. Mm. So just think about it for a second. You're going to know them more. You're going to have more time with them.
Wow.
And spend more time with them as adults than kids. Mm-hmm. So the way you treat them as kids is going to set the tone for the entire adult relationship you will have with them.
Yeah.
And so what parents do is they really, in trying to be the best parents to kids, become the worst parents to adults. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so me realizing, okay, that's a big thing. So number one, relax. They can have opinions. They can have all kinds of thoughts because you're going to have some time with them. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have, you're thinking the long game here. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to correct my kids all the time. I don't have to make sure they believe everything that I believe or act like the way I act. They're going to change just like I'm going to change. Mm-hmm. And I have to earn the right to speak into their lives. And that is something that parents don't understand.
Yeah.
Just because you, you know, did some things and now they're born, right? That doesn't give you the right.
Yeah.
That doesn't give you the right to really influence them. And what I mean by that, it gives you the legal right, of course, but it doesn't set you up for them to give you the right mm-hmm. to shape them, because they need to see something more than they need to hear something.
Yeah.
And so if people want to raise good kids, then we have to be the adults that we want our kids to become. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm not the adult that I want my kids to become, then I have no right to tell my kids to do something, because they go, I know what you're saying, but it doesn't make any sense because you're not that person.
So does that in turn make you live your life a little bit differently?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, you know, being a pastor and having kids who are, you know, categorized as pastor kids, mm-hmm. again, I don't have any background for that because, you know, it wasn't like generational pastoral lineage that I was stepping into. And I'm obviously not even in the culture here, so I didn't realize that there was this thing called the pastor's kid.
Like a PK.
The PKs. Didn't know that. And
yeah, I heard that for the first time from your son. He said someone called him PK. I was like, where are they getting this nickname from?
I know.
And he told me. I was like, wow.
And it's not positive.
Yeah, I know.
It's mostly negative.
Yeah.
It's mostly negative. And but one of the things connected to that thought was always the idea that there's a difference between the kind of person I am at home than I am at church.
At church, yeah.
And you know, I mean, the best things that I've gotten from my kids are like, hey, Dad, you're the same guy. Mm-hmm. You're the same guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I did this on purpose, honestly. I'd love to take credit for it. but just being authentic, and not authentic as in, you know, always emotionally connected and in tuned and aware, or authentic as in super honest and open about my feelings and emotions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this idea of like I have maybe it's not authentic. Maybe it's the idea of the word integrity. It's like integrity is the word that means that you're in the same inside outside. Like so, like you know. A pillar that's holding something up has integrity when you know that it can actually hold up what it's pretending to hold up, right?
Yeah.
And so, I think it's as moms and dads, if we can understand that, if we just work on making sure that we have integrity, we are the same people inside and out, and our kids know the struggles we are facing. Again, there are boundaries, and they don't need to know everything, mm-hmm. you know? But for them to know, hey, you know, Dad struggles with getting mad sometimes. He struggles with being impatient. He struggles with being cranky when he's hungry. He struggles mm-hmm. with saying the wrong thing sometimes. Sometimes Dad cusses a little bit and doesn't want to, or Mom and Dad get into it. Mm-hmm. Man, we have made sure our kids understand that we are normal human beings and mm-hmm. normal adults act like this. Mm-hmm. And so when Ash and I have had arguments, they know that, hey, we need my dad and mom need some time. Mm-hmm. And so we ask them, hey, could you leave? Or, hey, we're going to go take a walk. Or we're going to, you know, we don't want to expose them to everything mm-hmm. because you don't want to expose your kids to all raw emotions, everything that comes with it. It's like this. It's like kids need to know that in quote unquote the house there is a room that is and this room is like conflict. They just need to know there's conflict, and sometimes you don't need to let them in the room mm-hmm. because it's a conflict between you and your spouse. They don't need to live in that room. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But they just need to know that in this house there is a room called conflict, and Mom and Dad go in there.
Yeah.
But some parents, what they do is, one, they pretend like there is no room called conflict in the house, and then or they go to the extreme. They drag the kids in the room.
Say, sit here.
Sit here while Mom and Dad do this. And see, that's the difference.
Right. So it's like acknowledging it.
Acknowledging it. They go in there. They've been in there for a long time. Okay. But they come out of it.
Right.
And so when you do that, kids learn, hey, this is what we do. Mm. In your life, in your relationships, it's like a house and has different kinds of rooms in there. Mm. And you go in sometimes, and you go in, and not everybody's allowed in.
Yeah,
and it's okay. It's not everybody needs to be allowed in. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think that would be a huge nugget of understanding the big idea is, hey, are we the adults that we want our kids to become?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude, that's got to be one of the most difficult things for me, honestly, to just even process because, I mean, I'm only 27.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to figure out what kind of adult I want to be. Right.
What kind of adult do you want to be? Yeah, I know, right?
What kind of adult I want my kids to be someday.
Yeah, we're all just kids growing up. For real. Seriously, there's no thing as an adult. I think it's just kids growing up.
Yeah, seriously. One of our good friends from Mosaic, Brian Mosley,
yeah,
he ordered a kid's Capri Sun last night when we went out to eat. And so if
you're
that's
just
not,
calling out Brian
I
Mosley?
I love Brian Mosley, and you know, if anyone can pull off an adult-like sized Capri Sun, it was like kids' apple juice on the label. If anyone can pull that off in public, it's Brian.
It is Brian.
If that's not proof that we're all just not kids, just at different phases, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think part of it is like there's a
love
there's
you,
this yeah there's this unspoken tension or unspoken pressure of I gotta be an adult. Mm-hmm. I gotta be an adult.
Like the phrase adulting,
right?
Like every time you like pay a bill or like do anything. That's
The day you buy a ladder. You are now officially an adult.
Yeah. I remember when I got a drill for Christmas.
Boom.
When me and Lindy moved into our first place.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm like, I basically am 50 years old.
Like, a drill? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I have tools.
You got tools. Stuff. I thought that just made you a man.
Yeah.
No.
50-year-old man. Specifically 50.
No. Whatever. Tools or ladders or...
Yeah.
Or whatever else you got. A drill does not make you a man. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Each his own.
You know what does make you a man?
What?
Walking around with eyeliner. All right, let's get back to this. Okay, so I hope this has been helpful. Like, I think the big conversation, or the big thought, sorry, that we need to leave you guys with, or I would like to leave our listeners with. I hope you had a good time listening to us. But it's really true. Like, you have imperfections. We have imperfections. There are things we're trying to wrestle and understand and manage and grow as adults, right? As people who are like supposed to have it together. We don't have things together. And the things we don't have together, they're actually a gift. And if there's a way that we can actually share the stuff we don't have together, the imperfections, if we can share those a little bit with our kids, that's profound. Mm. It's profound. It's moments where I tell Asher, I am so nervous about this talk that I'm about to give.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I'm like, or I go, that was, I think I just spoke and I gave a sermon and I think that was the dumbest thing. I don't think anybody cares. Like, for him to go, my dad acknowledges the fact that he's insecure.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge. And a part of me used to believe, I don't need to tell my kids anything. They need to think I am the strongest, smartest, most confident person they have ever met in their life. And that would become the biggest lie.
It's not true.
It's not true. And it's not true, number one. And number two, it's so unhealthy because that sets up a standard, a false perception.
You just have to keep up.
That number one, I have to keep up. And number two, they have to strive towards and they wrestle with their own thoughts going, I will never be this person. Mm. But all the while, they never knew that mom was just pretending. Mm-hmm. So it's a gift. Your imperfections, your awkwardness, your things you struggle with are a gift. Let's strive to be the adults that are that we're hoping our kids become. Mm. Yeah. So I think we want to just wrap up today's talk with that, right?
That was great, man. I feel like a better dad already.
Oh. Wow. Hey, we'll talk when the baby actually, with sleepless nights, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Episode number 11.
Yes.
Coming in 2021.
Dad. Vinny, the super dad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, yeah, this was great. Guys, keep subscribing, comment.
Yeah.
Take some screenshots, tag us in some stuff. We want to have some fun with it.
So yes, we will. And so we're going to do a couple of series, a couple of episodes on this series, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is
part one.
Part one. Number uno.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Awesome. Cool. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Share, guys, if you don't mind. If you could spread the word, that would be huge.
Huge.
Huge, huge,
huge.
Huge. No, let's not even. We're not doing that. Okay. All right, guys. I'm signing off. I don't know about Vinny.